How are you settling into life at Sheffield United?
Enjoying it so far. Obviously, the result at the weekend was disappointing, but obviously, we've got a game this Saturday and we can put things right.
What's been the kind of feeling and ultimate reflection from the defeat to Rotherham?
It's obviously just very disappointing. Obviously, it's a derby, and you know we did want to win the game. I think first half we played very well, and then second half we probably just took our foot off the gas and let them back into the game.
Because that's been almost the big question since then. What ultimately changed? Because it was very different to see the performances in either half.
I think it was just the mentality. I think maybe we thought we could just see the game out, but obviously that wasn't to be. But obviously we learned from our mistakes.
Has life in League One been, I know you've only been here a short space of time, but for some of the players been a little bit of a shock then in getting used to the fact that there aren't any teams that you can take lightly?
I think it's a league that where anyone can beat anyone, and you've got to play for the full 90 minutes, and you know you can't underestimate any team in the league.
Particularly, I suppose, a local rival.
Obviously, I think that they're an up and coming team. To be fair to them, so after we'll put it right next time we play them.
How much is what we're seeing now results wise? Perhaps an indication that the team are still getting used to what David Weir wants them to do. And again, I suppose I have to say, you're new here, but a lot of the players are doing something very different.
Obviously, it takes time when any manager comes into a new club. It takes time for the players to adapt to the system that the manager wants to play. But I think, I don't think it'll be too much longer for us to adapt. I think we're on the right track now, and I think this Saturday we'll put it right.
Because it's a double-edged sword, isn't it? You will want time to get used to a new manager and a new system, but results are necessary, aren't they?
Yeah, obviously, at the end of the day, it's a results game, so we've got to get the results. I think this Saturday is a great game for us to get a win.
A lot of fans say to us, look, isn't there any avenues for Sheffield United to play maybe two up front now? Being a forward, that could play nicely into your hands, couldn't it?
In my loan moves previously, I've played all my games in midfield, so I can play in midfield or up front, so to me it doesn't really matter.
So when this opportunity came around, what was your thinking about coming to Sheffield United, particularly at the stage in your career which you're at?
Obviously, I'd been injured for quite a while, and I was looking to get games. But obviously, when I heard that Sheffield United were interested, then I wanted to come here. Obviously, the club's massive; it's probably the biggest club in the league. I wanted to come here.
So, how important is it for lads like yourselves at clubs like the ones that you are at to get that regular first team football? Because otherwise, opportunities are scarce, aren't they?
Yeah, it's very, very important. I think you'll see a lot more lads from the bigger teams in the Premier League. They'll come out on loan during the season. Obviously, the chances, there's not many chances at them clubs. But obviously, it's great for me to come to another big club in Sheffield United.
The perception is, and I don't necessarily know if this is true or not, that there are a lot of players at big clubs like the one that you're at, and maybe think, well, I don't really want to leave the comfort zone of sitting in the reserves. Obviously, that's not affected you because you've had several loan spells. But is that something that you see that maybe you've seen?
Perhaps with one or two of the lads, maybe more of the foreign lads that don't really know much about the English leagues and English football. I think perhaps they would prefer to stay at the bigger Premiership clubs.
So what does the future hold for you then? Because this move is initially for a month. Could you see it being longer?
I'd love to make it longer, but I think that depends on what the manager wants and how I perform in training and in the games. So I'll just have to wait and see.
Because, again, at the stage of the career that you're at, do you feel now you need regular first-team football right in the cut and thrust of things right now?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, I've had a few loan spells where I've played probably about 8, 9, 10 games. So hopefully I can get a good run of games this season.
Because I would imagine that's all about getting the first taste of the crowd and the big crowd. Well, you've had that now. You're a bit further down the track than that.
Yeah, obviously now it's time to put keep my head down and kick on and to do the business.
I suppose the big question is this something where you see yourself as an opportunity to do one of two things, either put yourself in the shop window for a club outside of Man City or say to Man City, look, there's a potential here, I can be involved here?
Yeah, obviously it's a great opportunity for me. But obviously I'm here to help the team win games, and that's the most important thing at the minute is to get some wins.
What have Man City said to you about what they want to see in your development over this month initially, if not more?
I think they were happy for me to come here. Obviously, because they know the size of Sheffield United. I think they're just looking for me to get games at the minute.
The team have struggled for goals over the course of the start to the season. This weekend, you'll face a team who've struggled to keep them out. They've conceded a lot of goals at the start of this year. Encouragement there, isn't there?
Yeah, massively. I think we still have been creating a few chances. So hopefully I can add to creating chances and hopefully score a few goals as well.
Have you sensed that there is a little bit of frustration about the start to the season from the fan base? Because expectations at this football club are just so high.
Yeah, maybe a little. But obviously I hope that they can just be a bit patient. Because obviously we said... with the manager coming in, it takes time for the players to adapt, and we will get used to it soon. Hopefully this Saturday, and then we can kick on from there.